There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 28th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Scroll down the front page, bookmark all the other sites I have up for future use because sometimes the big ones go down. That way you can always pull down the latest shows with the alternate sites. Now these are the official sites. It's cuttingthroughthematrix.com, cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The Sentinel site is a European site, has the same audios for download, but it has addition of a lot of transcripts of the talks I've given. You can download them and print them up, and you can choose from the various languages of Europe. And as always, especially after Christmas, I should really plug that too. This is the time for giving, so remember, you bring me to you. I'm the only person out there, I think, that doesn't get paid by advertisers and doesn't make the money or the living from advertisers. It's up to you, the audience, to keep me going. The ads on this show are paid by the advertisers straight to RBN. That pays for the airtime, which is expensive. It pays for the staff and their equipment and the board ops and pays their bills. So it's up to you to keep me going. No one's backing me here. And this way, too, I have no strings attached. I can say a lot more because sometimes sponsors can, you have to go along with the sponsors and the particular products they're selling. This way, I'm an open and take my own path, you might say. And you can go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com and find out how to buy the things I have for sale. You can also buy discs. And some of the discs I have up there now have 50 shows on them. You have DVDs, you have the books I've written, and you can also donate to me. It's up to you. And the U.S. personal check is good to Canada. You can also choose from international postal money order from the post office. You go to Stress International. And you can also use MoneyGram, Western Union, or cash. It's up to you, or PayPal. Remember, PayPal, you can also purchase as well if you send me a separate email. Then you can also purchase. For those who get the discs burned and pasted them, you can write to me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. And that's that done for tonight. And I hope you all had a good, happy or Merry Christmas, and you didn't overdo it, as some people tend to do, even with the food, in fact, but you just enjoyed yourselves, because tradition's something which is really getting wiped out as we all come together to form the new multicultural, multi-everything system, where the big boys bring is a form of nature worship or pantheism, which serves the new world order, and because it serves sustainability. And the new high priest of sustainability, the Maurice Strongs and all these boys and Al Gores, are making a killing of our stupidity, a killing of fortune from our stupidity, as we allow them to do as they wish. Astonishing, really, that they've been hammering at children generation after generation to bring in the new system. And all this stuff about animals and the wilds and all the rest of it, we naturally take care of them anyway. No one overdoes it or kills, except the big boys who are behind the greening. Isn't it odd that the big oil companies, the biggest international corporations, are all behind the greening projects? Isn't that strange? Because you see, they're getting billions of dollars of free carbon credits given to them by the taxpayers so they can trade and make more billions. We're the schmucks at the bottom. Back with more after this break.
Her Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. It's astonishing, really, that when you look back on things and you've been following history in the making, as the big boys bring in the complete plan that was on the board, I'm sure, for an awful long time, probably on a dusty shelf somewhere, every part of the installments of how they put things into us at the bottom. Those who have been following it, really, each time it's New Year or Christmas, you wonder how you made it through, don't you? Really, against all the government's intentions, we kind of make it through somehow. It's astonishing. That's what H.G. Wells was talking about when he talked about the proles. See, we're the proles at the bottom, and we have some sort of natural instinct to just scrape by, and that's it. Against, as I say, all the determined efforts from those at the top to put us into utter poverty or starve us out or give us disease or whatever, we seem to just scrape through, don't we? With all their incredible, this is a century of crisis, one after another, 2001. Then we're going to get wiped out with AIDS before that. That never happened. And then we're going to get wiped out with West Nile virus, and that fizzled away into the great beyond. And it's just one thing after another. And then the coming plagues with the flus coming along, and then the bank crash, boom, and yaddy, yaddy, yah. An age of crisis as it tried to keep us all off balance and ram things through for the global agenda. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I love the flu thing. As I said before, when the major media stops talking about the flu, just like the previous swine flu, it'll disappear. It'll disappear. And it has. Once in a while, you get some high chutzpah at the UN trying to keep it going, because that's their job, is to keep us in fear. And they'll say, a person in a country died of it last night. Well, yeah, right, sure. After all the other lies have told us, but this is kind of vague reports they give us, you know. But they can't keep it alive. It's just dying off. Astonishing. And who paid for all this stuff, all this fear and hype? Well, we did through our tax money. And then we paid for the banking collapse, for all the big greedy SOBs at the top there that gamble in these big bubbles. And then we pay for it all when they burst. I personally don't think they lose anything at the top, the guys who control them. They don't set up the system for them to lose themselves. And the big ones carry on. And the next one will be the carbon bubble. Apparently the same woman who set up the derivatives market for the last lot has been appointed to take care of the new type of derivatives for the new carbon bubbles. I was reading that recently. So you know how it's set up to go, don't you? Mind you, if carbon busts, we'll all be covered in soot, I suppose. Pop, and the whole planet's just black. Just like that. But, you see, the rampaging system truly rampages on. I've read before how we're going cashless. And they have to do cashless because they're doing everything else to track and trace you and to see what you buy and what you eat and everything else. They've got to go cashless. So, see, we're all potential criminals. That's how we're looked upon by the Psychological Association and the Psychiatric Association, the two main associations that were right up there in the Soviet system and in the Nazi system, because evolution and superior types, inferior types, falls right into their categories. They truly believe that all so-called mental illness is caused by bad genes. But they're bringing the whole thing forward with watching, tracking, and tracing. And I often dismiss most articles about it because it becomes so ad nauseum eventually that you don't want to hear it all again. And unfortunately, as I said before, we've got to hear things at least 8 times. And this is what the advertisers know through many, many studies. 8 times before we at the bottom vaguely let it in through our head and vaguely try and hold it there retention. Everything's very vague at the bottom because we're bombarded with massive information. Most of it is irrelevant, but we get bombarded every day. And I read an article last week how it really dumbs us down. Here's an article here. They always pick a certain country to bring in a new system that we've all to copy. And once they bring it in fact, that's exactly what your government does. Timbuktu is using this system, so, you know, we had a look at it and thought it would do for here, too. That's how they generally do stuff. And I've talked about going cashless, so from the Independent, the Irish, it's independent.ie, it's the national news, and it says here the card will be king in New Year as cash is on the way out. And this is December the 26th. Shoppers and businesses will be using more plastic and less paper money quite soon, under a new government plan. So the government, again, you see, plan to reduce the amount of hard cash in circulation. A task force, they love task forces, don't they, will be set up in the new year to come up with ways to cut down on cash transactions in the economy, the Irish Independent has learned. The move is being given an added impetus by the rise in tiger kidnappings of bank staff, tiger kidnappings. Maybe that's all that wildlife stuff and rewilding, allied to the need to make the economy more efficient. Elements of the plan are expected to include promoting the use of laser and debit cards, a basic bank account for people on low incomes. So everyone's got to have a bank account. Phasing out checkbooks, and I've read articles too in the last few weeks about that part. Business invoices being paid directly by banks. Ireland comes second only to Greece in Europe in terms of the amount of cash and checks used in the economy. Scandinavian countries top the league table for the least amount of cash in circulation and greatest use of electronic payments, a key element in their status as the most competitive nations in the region. So if you're cashless, you're competitive. That's how they word it, I guess. So It's all to do with monitoring. I said years ago, eventually, when they ration things, when they come in to raid your home, when everybody will get their turn at getting raided, they'll say, well, you've got an extra can of beans here. Where'd you get this? It's not in any purchase you've made, because we've tracked all your purchases. Has someone given you this? And if so, how come they could afford to give it to you when you're all rationed? You see, or you're on a black market. I'm not kidding. This will all come down the pike. All come down the pike. You wait and see. And I've said before, too, that you simply have to follow the Communist Manifesto. And forget, always forget the rubbish they give you, that it was a sort of mass uprising. It was not a mass uprising to bring in the Soviet system. Neither was it written by workers, guys who, you know, nailed things together or carried things in wheelbarrows. It was put together by intellectuals paid by the big bankers to do so. And one of the planks was the elimination of private property. That's also in the charter put out by Albert Pike, the head of Freemasonry, because Masonry was heavily involved in all the revolutions across the world. Trotsky himself wrote about that because he was a high member of the Masonic Party. And if you go into his book called My Life, he talks about joining it. And when he was exiled, he was in the middle of, or the process of, writing a whole bunch of books about Freemasonry and how wonderful it was for revolutionary purposes. And also the changes within society, which is still going on today. But here's what happens as they train you. See, they've already been trained Canadians. You don't really have... You can either have private property or you don't. It's like owning something. Even that, you see, you either own it or you don't. If you own something, no one can lean on you, even the government. If they lean on you, then technically you don't own that. If you pay taxes for property, that's a lien on your on property. So you either own it or you don't own it. It's one or the other. And when they introduced, and by the way, the ones who take the credit for introducing property taxes and income taxes in the Western world was the Royal Institute for International Affairs, CFR. I've actually got the old speeches somewhere here, where they introduced it in the Parliament and in the U.S. Congress as well, and took the credit for it. And we all know what increasing income taxes does, too. That was also part of the Communist Manifesto. Until you're all working for the state. And they train you, too, by saying, well, you can't just go and heat yourself. We could come in and inspect your furnace. That's what they did in Canada from the federal government. Then you'd pay a guy to come in who looks at it, and you recommend what needs to be done to it. You then pay for someone to come in and fix it up to scratch, or this guy decides it needs. Then you pay the guy to come back in again and recertify it before you're allowed to buy oil for yourself, and it gives you a license to buy oil. See, that's the beginning of it all. And that's why a lot of folk in Canada just says, well, we know where you should go, and we'll tell you where you go, and we'll just use wood. And wood eventually will get the same thing as it combined with the carbon, please. The Mail Online has an article here, 28th of December, to show you again how they get to train you to get used to having no rights in your own home. The 20,000 snooper army, vast number of town hall bureaucrats, that's like your local government bureaucrats, get power to enter your home without a warrant. This is coming worldwide. This is happens to be in Britain, but they're the flagship for the world. And it says here, as many as 20,000 town hall snoopers have assumed powers to enter people's homes without a warrant and search for information. For information. A survey revealed last night. The research details for the first time show how a raft of intrusive laws has allowed council staff to barge into homes and businesses uninvited. The bureaucrats are benefiting from the 1,043 state powers, that's laws, of entry in primary and secondary legislation, more than 400 of which have been created by Labour in the last couple of years. Back with more after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just talking how you have this, it's not even a creeping state anymore. State power is, it's on a roll, and people don't stand up to it. They don't stand up to it. They just cave in and meekly open the door or get rammed down or torn off its hinges, if you don't, I suppose, and allow the place to be ransacked, you know, by these creeps that work for the government. You can't believe it. I'm reading this stuff, but I am. I am reading this stuff. This is happening. But it says here, the bureaucrats are benefiting from the 1,043 state powers of entry that they've given themselves. More than 400 of them, which have been created by the Labour Party recently. These included, now here's the excuses they're giving. Now remember I read a few months ago where they were coming in voluntarily to check your fridges, to make sure you knew how to throw out old stuff, don't have it in there too long. You know, like the little children that we are, we suddenly don't know anything. Well, here's, and I said, that's nonsense, is to get trained for the next step, which is exactly what it is. Skinnerian training, you see, and Fabian style. These include in checking for refrigerators which do not have the correct eco-friendly energy rating. Making sure a hedge is not too high. You know, the hedges, they've run their gardens there, not too high. I mean, they want to be able to see through your windows, you understand. It's their right to see through your windows and photograph you if they want to. And then inspecting a property to ensure illegal or unregulated hypnotism, what on earth is that, is not taking place. Alex Dean, director of Big Brother Watch, which carried out the research, said, once a man's home was his castle, today the Big Brother estate wants to inspect, regulate and standardize the inside of our homes. Actually, they want to standardize the people too. Councils are dishing out powers of entry to officers for their own ease without giving due thought to the public's right to privacy and the potential for abuse. Well, people keep turning to government when something happens. Oh, help us. They don't get it. After all these hundreds of years, government is your problem. That's where your problem is. Government is your problem. And all these councillors should be kicked right out. Picket their homes. Get rid of them. That's what you got to do, instead of standing grumbling about it when they're ransacking your darn home. Because it won't stop there, you know. Bullies never stop until someone in the playground punches their nose. It says there needs to be a much closer eye kept on the number of officers granted the right to barge into private premises without a warrant. No, there should be none of them allowed into private premises without a warrant. None of them. Using freedom of information laws, Big Brother Watch, a new privacy campaign group, asked councils in Britain to reveal the number of staff they have authorised to conduct property searches. The research entitled Barging In found there were at least 14,793 officers with that power, the equivalent of 47 officers in every local authority in Britain. More than a quarter of councils either refused or failed to answer the FOI request. Get rid of them. If they won't answer to the public, then where's your contract? Where's your social contract? Tyranny is tyranny. Just picket them all and get rid of them and replace them. And if the next bunch do the same, you replace them too. It says, but based on the responses given by other town halls, that's like your little city hall, there are 20,000 snoopers with the power to enter a person's home or business. Here's reasons why they might come in, right? This is the excuses they're giving you. To see if pot plants have pests or do not have a plant passport, if it's like an orchid or something. That's, and even got the Plant Health Order 2005 written down here. To check the energy ratings on refrigerators, energy information, household refrigerators and freezers, regulations that was put through in 2004. Surveying the garden to see if the hedges are too high. And by the way, do you know what law that comes under? Antisocial Behaviour Act 2003. If you draw your curtains and the cops can't see in, that's Antisocial Behaviour Act. No kidding. You're Orwell, here we are. It's all here. Inspecting a property to ensure illegal or unregulated hypnotism is not taking place. A Hypnotism Act, 1952. Mind you, the politicians hypnotize folk all the time. If you get me in, I promise. And everybody says, oh, yeah, yeah. That's called hypnotism. Measures to prevent injurious cross-pollination of seeds. Plant Varieties and Seeds Act of 1964. These are the excuses they're using to come into your home. While Monsanto and Bayer pollute the entire planet's crops and admit they can't stop it now. They won't get raided. Since the survey relates only to town hall staff, if police officers, paramedics and firefighters are included, the total would be in the hundreds of thousands. Northamptonshire County Council and Glasgow City Council have the most officers able to enter your home, with almost 500 each. It says councils have been handing out the powers despite the fact Gordon Brown, I get a twinge in my stomach each time I mention that man's name, has expressed concern about the, that means we do nothing about it. In 2007, the Prime Minister said, I share the concerns about the need for additional protections for the liberties and rights of the citizen. But he's not talking about the cattle, you see. We're all cattle to Mr. Brown and the Fabian lot. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ellen Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. That Maggie from Texas is on the line, so I'm going to take her right now. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes, thank you very much. I have two unrelated questions, both quick. You earlier said something to the effect that the same woman who engineered the first round of derivatives had now been hired to engineer the second round. I would like to know her name and nationality.
Mm-hmm.
And
have it here, but I don't know if I can pull it up right now.
Okay.
But what's the second one?
My second question, I am just curious as to whether the Scots, that is Donald and William, his son, of Sudbury, are still running their Common Cause Research Foundation for neurodegenerative diseases. I haven't heard anything from or about them in a long time.
The last I heard of Don himself, who his wife ended up having to go into care because of her age, and Don wasn't the best of health himself, so he also lives in this care home facility, but I believe his son is still carrying on with his work.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I know they had a conference every August or September, and I didn't hear anything about one this past year, and I haven't received a copy of their magazine. So
okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll check with them and see what's happening. In fact, I still have their phone number. Now that woman I was talking about, I'll email that to you.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'll put it in one of my email folders here.
Right. I appreciate it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
okay.
Then.
Thanks for calling. It's, yeah. In fact, I think I only put away tonight one of the folders thinking I'd never use it. But I will. I'll get back to it. Now, from Yahoo News, everyone's heard about this. It just doesn't make any sense, this guy who was going to bomb an aircraft coming into the States. None of it makes any sense. It's probably one of these big trials, for all we know. And we do know that they stage these trials, these fake trials, especially in holiday seasons. And it makes no sense what they're presenting to the public, that this guy with an explosive strapped to his thigh, who was initially refused a ticket because he had no passport. Some smart-dressed guy, supposedly, they accompanied him, told the ticket seller to give him a ticket to the U.S. It makes no sense at all, unless it's CIA, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, the result of this is, it says immediately, now it's bad enough in the airports with all the checks they've given you, and this is from Yahoo News, and it's also by the Canadian Press, Saturday 20-6, it says, Calgary WestJet says that effective immediately, passengers on its flights to the United States will undergo a secondary search. The Calgary-based airline says all passengers on U.S.-bound flights must submit to a pat-down search and carry-on luggage, which will be limited to one bag per person and will be searched by hand. Air Canada also announced stricter security measures and urged passengers to arrive at airports early for the U.S. departures. That's so they can basically strip you and all the rest of it. It says the moves follow the arrest Friday of a Nigerian man. He was sub-Nigerian, a very wealthy family, went to the best of schools and all the rest of it, and had joined some of the best clubs in London, who's alleged to have tried but failed to detonate an explosive device aboard a Northwest Airlines flight that approached Detroit. The flight landed safely, but no one's explained how he got a ticket with no passport. Unless, as I say, the CIA guy says, let him through. It's like a must-be thing, something they had to do to get it done, you know, and get new laws passed. Passengers are advised to get to the airport for trans-border departures 3 hours before the scheduled flight time. WestJet says it's acting in cooperation with the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority and that the new procedures will remain in effect until at least December the 30th, and probably it will last forever. Or maybe they'll bring another new machine out, a robot. They love bringing all these machines out, and some big company gets the contract. And you've got a robot that will pat you down, you know. May break a few bones in the process, but you've got a pat down nonetheless. Quite something. And then again, everything is so corrupt in this new world order. It always has been, mind you, in the previous world orders, like the Cold War between two sides was called a world order. That was the order of the time. But it was always corrupt at the top, completely corrupt at the top. And people made killings off the Cold War, big contractors, and this nonsense, but, oh, they've got a faster missile, and we've got to get a new one, it'll cost about $25 billion each or something. And this is the game they played at the top all through the Cold War. Even though they said they had mutually assured destruction, MAD calls it. I mean, they could blow up the world 100,000 times over, but they had to keep getting faster missiles, you know. Rubbish. And most of the money was going to the contractors for today, by the way. Not for then, but for today, through research and development to find ways to monitor a post-Cold War world. That's where the money was really going, the stuff that wasn't siphoned off into pockets. This is from voltairenet.org. And I'm not sure the date on it, but anyway, I'll put these links up at the end of the show. It says here, the World Health Organization's Swine Flu Pope is under investigation for gross conflict of interest by William Engdahl. The man with the nickname Dr. Flu, Professor Albert Osterhaus of the Erasmus University in Rotterdam, Holland, has been named by Dutch media researchers as the person at the center of the worldwide swine flu H1N1 influenza A 2009 pandemic hysteria. Not only is Osterhaus the connecting person with an international network that has been described as a pharma mafia, and it does exist, he is the key advisor to the World Health Organization on influenza and is intimately positioned to personally profit from the billions of euro dollars in vaccines allegedly aimed at H1N1. That was December the 9th, actually. It says, earlier this year, the second chamber of the Netherlands-Holland Parliament undertook an investigation into alleged conflicts of interest and financial improprieties of the well-known Dr. Osterhaus. Outside of Holland and the Dutch media, the only note of the sensational investigation into Osterhaus's business affairs came in a tiny note in the respected British magazine Science. Osterhaus's credentials and expertise in his field were not in question. What is in question, according to a short report published by the journal Science, are his links to corporate interests that stand to potentially profit from the swine flu pandemic. Science carried out the following brief note in its October 16th, 2009 issue about Osterhaus. For the past 6 months, no one could barely switch on the television in Holland without seeing the face of famed virus hunter Albert Osterhaus talking about the swine flu pandemic, or so it has seemed. Osterhaus, who runs an internationally renowned virus lab at Erasmus Medical Center, has been Mr. Flu. But last week, his reputation took a nosedive after it was alleged he had been stroking pandemic fears to promote his own business interests in vaccine development. As Science went to press, the Dutch House of Representatives had even slated an emergency debate about the matter. On November the 3rd, 2009, it appeared that Osterhaus emerged with at least the damage somewhat under control. An updated Science blog noted, the House of Representatives of the Netherlands today rejected a motion asking the government to sever all ties with the virologist Albert Osterhaus of Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam, who'd been accused of conflicts of interest in his role as a government advisor. Why would you get these top characters as government advisors? I mean, what do you think they're going to shout there? Flu, flu, panic, panic, flu. That's what they do. But anyway, this character, yeah, was personally profiting by the mucho buckos into his own personal bancos with this con game. But then again, it's expected. It's expected. You know, anybody associated with the World Health Organization seems to be a crook. It's the same with the United Nations IPCC. They're all paid to shout terror, the weather is changing, and we're doomed unless you all give up all your rights. You know, what do you expect them to say? That's what they're going to say forever. They're getting paid to do it. They've no job without it. This article here is from the Daily Express. Interesting, too, about electric pollution. This is Tuesday, the 17th November, November issue 2009. Are we being polluted by electricity, it says. It says, Hannah Hughes was a bubbly and energetic child, so when the 11-year-old began to fall ill every Wednesday after school, her family were mystified. I didn't understand why she was coming home sick, recalls her father, Glenn Hughes, who at the time worked as telecommunications consultant. Shortly after she moved to her secondary school, she would complain of headaches every Wednesday. She'd also vomit and look very pale. Now, that's your standard radiation sickness you get from electricity, especially when it's microwave from towers and stuff. They've done programs in Toronto and other big cities with medical staff, doctors going around checking with meters, just walking around the street and finding these places that are highly, highly toxic to humans. Some people are more sensitive than others and get awfully sick. And they've done surveys where they've moved them out of the city and they recover remarkably. Some can actually enter the city to work and go back to the country. Other ones can't go back into the city at all. They immediately get sick. And with all those repeat towers all over the place and those little ones you see, those square or rectangular ones attached to all the buildings, everywhere you go, you're getting these incredibly spiked waves from microwave. Anyway, this is a friend thought it could be a radiation sickness and asked Glenn if his daughter, now 16, spent any time in the part of the school which had a mobile phone mast. They put these mobile phone masts in all schools, in Canada too. It transpired that each Wednesday she had a class just 8 feet away from the mast. This was eventually moved from the school, but Glenn from Preston, Lancashire, began looking into mass emissions and how to shield against them. It says, soon local residents turned up at his door, concerned that they or their children were being made ill by radiation and wanting his expertise, especially devoted himself to the issue, setting up his company called Wireless Protection, and they give you the link there. There was an article on television about, I don't know if it's the same guy or not, but there's a lot of people now will go into your home and test for areas of high electric radiation. And they've taken it seriously, I know that for a fact, in countries like Sweden. And when you definitely, it's proven that you have this electronic sickness and you can find massive microwave hitting your home, the government will come in and they use a kind of shielding paint with copper in it. Very expensive to buy, very, very expensive if you bought it yourself. And they'll do top to bottom, ceilings, floors, everything with the darn stuff in every room to try and give you some protection. Because after all, it's not your fault that the governments have mandated this broadband Wi-Fi system in all the big cities. It says here, this particular man here now, he now receives call from help around the world. I think there's a much higher percentage of people with electrosensitivity than diagnosed, he says. As soon as you remove or reduce the levels of radiation they're exposed to, they feel much better, which is evidence in itself. Electrosensitivity is a name given to the conditions suffered by people who in varying degrees claim to be made ill by connection to electricity. Particular hazards are thought to include pulsed microwaves or high-frequency radio waves given off by devices such as mobile phone masks, cordless phones, mobiles, Wi-Fi, baby monitors, and burglar alarms. Symptoms include fatigue, nausea, headaches, earache, skin tingling, chest pains, gritty eyes, joint aches, lack of concentration, anxiety, and depression. Those are the common symptoms. So it's an interesting thing that's happening, as I say, because I've seen articles and documentaries even put out by, I think, the CBC or Global in Canada, where the doctors for the first time are taking this seriously, especially after a team of doctors bought the meters and just walked around Toronto. And when they could visualize these areas for you using computer, they would turn the spike waves, these bursts that come off these microwaves, certain areas they were standing in were absolutely polluted. You're getting it from 10 directions at once. Very, very fast pulsed spiked wave, it's called, off microwave. But that, again, it's called progress, isn't it? And you know, it won't matter if how many folk it kills or how many people get brain tumors or anything else. It won't make any difference because, you see, you all know eventually they're going to give you a chip. And I have articles here about the brain chip and how they're actually advertising them, getting the children ready for all the wonders that are to come shortly. I read an article last week about it too, aimed at youngsters, aimed at them. It's astonishing, as I say, the world we live in truly is astonishing when you understand all the different things that are going on. We generally find out some little truth about any particular event years after the main thing happens. After that, we don't care so much. Even if it's a few years later, we don't care. But that's also why the Secret Services, CIA and so on, declassify information after maybe 50 years, or they can re-sign it to be reclassified for another 50 years. What kind of democracy is that? What's so terrible that the public shouldn't know that you have to classify things for 50 years? And it's always to protect the government and protect names until they're dead. You see, the people in government are more important than you lot, to understand. With you, they'd have it splashed all over the papers right away if you did something wrong. But with the government people, no, see, they're respectable people. There's a different way you approach that. And they can only be tried by a group of their peers, especially like, as in Britain, when you're made a sir. The commoners can't try you. So there's two different kinds. But David Kelly, if people remember Kelly, who was going up for an inquest on the role of Britain when Blair was pushing for the war, along with Bush. And Kelly was coming out and saying that everyone at the top, all the military guys, were told to ignore all the evidence that there was no weapons of mass destruction. They were told to ignore the fact that the UN had been in repeatedly and found no nuclear stuff that could be used for bombs. Because, you see, they wanted to go in anyway. That was the whole reason for it. They're using the same excuse now with Iran, in fact. The exact same techniques being used right now. But Kelly wasn't going to be stopped, and he was going to testify in an open court, the High Court. And they couldn't allow that. Then he was found dead in a field, remember? The scientist was found dead. And this is from the Mail Online, and I'll read that when I come back from this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just mentioning how at the top, you know, when they can't get rid of you some other way, they will kill you. They will kill you. Just like the scientists that went down the spiral staircase at the United Nations when they were bringing the scientists in to get them all on board with the global warming. A couple of them didn't want to go along, and they ended just falling down this big, long spiral staircase. And it's a big mystery. But that's how things really happen at the top, when there's a must-be scenario on the go. And Dr. Kelly, this is from Saturday, December the 5th, 2009, from the Mail Online. Dr. Kelly was murdered, and there has to be a new inquest, 6 top doctors. says six doctors who believe government scientist David Kelly was murdered have launched a groundbreaking legal action to demand the inquest into his death is reopened. They are to publish a hard-hitting report which they claim proves the weapons expert did not commit suicide, as the Hutton, as the government's report decided. The government always makes sure they do the first report. They've also engaged lawyers to write to Attorney General Baroness Scotland and the coroner, Nicholas Gardner, calling for a full re-examination of the circumstances of his death. The doctors are asking for permission to go to the High Court to reopen the inquest on the grounds that it was improperly suspended. If Baroness Scotland rejects that demand or the court turns them down, the lawyers say they will have grounds to seek judicial review of the decision. Dr. Kelly was found dead at a beauty spot near his Oxfordshire home in 2003, days after he was exposed as the source of a story that Tony Blair's government sexed up, as they call it lying, sexed up its dossier on Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction to justify invading Iraq. But Kelly also was talking about his British government's the warfare department's role, along with Israel sharing data on ethnic-specific weaponry. Bacterial warfare, viral warfare, that they could not allow this man to go to court. And the woman who was given the job for bringing in the carbon derivatives, I'll mention this too, is from Washington's blog, Monday, December the 7th. And I'll put these links up on the end of the site if ExploreNet will do me the honours of allowing me to upload tonight. And believe you me, they've really got in for me. It says, woman who invented the credit default swaps is one of the key architects of carbon derivatives, which would be at the very center of cap and trade. It says, and this guy goes on, it says, as he previously shown, speculative derivatives, especially credit default swaps or CDSs, are the primary cause of the economic crisis. They were largely responsible for bringing down Bear Stearns, AIG, and CDS, WAMU, and other mammoth corporations. According to the top experts, risky derivatives were not only largely responsible for bringing down the American and the world economy, but they still pose a substantial systemic risk. And it gives you different Nobel Prize winners who talked about how it caused the meltdown. And different well-known people talk about it and so on. But it's near the bottom. It tells you this woman's name. And it's, where is she here? Blythe Masters, apparently, I think is it the woman's name. It's also mentioned in Bloomberg's talk. The carbon derivative scheme will be largely centered around derivatives. Blythe Masters says banks must be allowed to lead the way if a mandatory carbon trading system is going to help save the planet. At the lowest possible cost. And derivatives related to carbon must be part of the mix, she says. This is the woman who set up the system for the last lot. And how it all went down. So you know they're going to do it again. She's at J.P. Morgan's employee who invented credit default swaps, as it's now heading JPM's carbon trading efforts. I'll put these links up, as I say, at the end of the show, if ExploreNet will do me the good grace of allowing me to upload, since I'm paying so much money and getting nothing back for it. But from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, as you're all sobering up out there and getting rid of all the extra pounds you've taken on, I hope you had a Merry Christmas and it's good nights, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Introducing the new Go.